let's get to business now. Charles Beckford.
Good morning, Corin. Thank you.
Okay, how are we looking on markets this morning? A lot of vaccine talk out there. What's that doing?
A lot of vaccine talk. That pops up in IMF forecasts, which have just been issued, or updated forecasts issued overnight. Wall Street, it's can't really make up its mind. I think it's marking time. Of course, the Federal Reserve is meeting, so they'll be looking out for that. Some good earnings reports. And people also looking to see how President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package might progress. So the Dow Jones is down a couple of points. The S&P 500 down about 4 points. And the NASDAQ is up a couple of points. So we can say it's just pretty steady and flat in the water at the moment. Our own top 50 index closed down 0.5%, 76 points, 13,323. Obviously, trade was dampened by the closure of Australia. And New Zealand dollar, 72.3 US cents, 93.4 Australian.
Now, a new company is looking to buy up medical practices as it aims to become the largest primary health provider in New Zealand.
Well, the company is called Tend, launched last year. It says its digital-first model challenges the status quo as it aims to expand through the acquisition of medical practices. Well, Tend has one physical practice in Auckland, but it also employs doctors and nurses who consult with patients via a mobile app. Well, one of its co-founders, Cecilia Robinson, who is involved in My Food Bag, says its model is much more than just having a doctor's appointment remotely.
You want healthcare technology to be as safe as your banking app, you know, and that's what Tend has built. We've built world-class technology, both from a security perspective, but also from a user experience perspective. And so it is a huge difference being able to use something as simple as Tend versus trying to jump onto Zoom, and you have to think about things that, you know, patient validation and all of these different aspects of patient care that needs to be done thoroughly and appropriately.
And we'll have more from Cecilia Robinson on the outlook for Tend and its ambitions a little later in the program.
And it's set to be an exceptionally busy year ahead for employment lawyers now that the fog has lifted over last year's lockdown.
Indeed, during the pandemic and the lockdowns, there are significant challenges to industrial relations, uncharted work conditions imposed by on employees, and employers made some peremptory decisions in the height of the emergency. Well, some of those decisions are now being tested against existing legislation. One judgment's just come back. It was overturned in a split decision by the Employment Court, and that suggests cases will be complex and subjective. Well, Liz Coates is a partner and employment law expert at the law firm Bell Gully. She says it's going to be a big year.
It absolutely validates that questions about the interplay between COVID-19 lockdowns and employment law are complicated. 2020 was incredibly busy for employment lawyers and advocates and union representatives. There were a lot of people who were seeking answers, and the questions they were asking were not always easy, and I expect that to continue in 2021.
And in the main bulletin, we'll have a look at the latest economic outlook. We should note that the IMF has reduced the impact it thinks COVID will have had on the world economy for 2020, and it's increased its growth outlook for the world economy to about 5.5% for 2021. We'll bring some more details on that, and of course the latest market numbers, just around 10 to 7.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Charles Beckford, our business editor.